guys, and welcome to your Vision Quest rune reading. My first ever rune reading for any kind of a public project. So this is a first, and good to connect with the sign Aries, which is the sign of initiative. So here we are, inaugurating and creating something. I've included some artifacts, hand-selected for you, though I wasn't quite sure what the parallel was going to end up being, and I've been doing a little bit of research, and now I see. So let's first start with the artifacts, and let me get that image up on the screen. The artifacts, I'm going to go for a clearer photo, but I may have used the original, a little bit dim light. The three artifacts are the turtle. It's kind of a carved turtle, I think out of jade, and then to the right there is an elephant, ordinary teeny little elephant, and then in the back the kind of brighter gold figure is Ganesha, one of my favorite critters from Hindu mythology. And Ganesha, good place to start. Ganesha is the god of wisdom and of success in the form of the removal of obstacles. And so when you're in a situation where you want to remove the obstacles that are in your way, the entity to call upon, among others, is Ganesha, and that is what he helps us do. He's a friendly, witty, loving, but all-powerful kind of a guy, and I find that he's one of those no-nonsense entities to work with when you need him or when it's just kind of convenient and helpful but necessary to be sincere. The elephant itself is, first of all, a very old creature. It almost seems like it's a survivor of some many previous ice ages, kind of like the dragonfly is. There are just some animals that seem like they've been around forever. Some plants seem like they've been around since the beginning. For example, ferns, they just evoke an echo of something way in the distant past, and the elephant is one of those. And the elephant is a number of things, but one of them is a symbol of virility, desire, strength, in particular, of the libido. And with Mars making a retrograde from Sagittarius into Scorpio, we have a kind of a perfect image of penetrating beyond the thick clouds that have been imposed over natural and organic reality by religion and seeking something deeper within ourselves in the form of organic, biological, hormonal reality, which manifests through Scorpio. And while Mars is in Scorpio, it's going to be picking up on many planets that are located in the 12th house, going even deeper into the realm of the erotic imagination. And while I'm there, I'll mention that, you know, all these Pisces planets I've been describing somewhat in the written and then in more detail in the spoken word reading a few minutes ago, the 12th house in Hindu astrology is the house of the pleasures of the bed, among other things. The 12th is a world apart, and one of the parallels between the pleasures of the bed and the world apart is that feeling of waking up after a night of profound erotic exploration, wondering if that even really happened. And so when you're in that world that has properties of both physical reality, because you can access it with your senses, and there's some relevance to linear time and physical space, but also morphs with the properties of a dream, that is how you know that you are in the 12th house. And with all of these planets in the 12th, that is an invitation to go there. It is an invitation to exist in the world of taboo, behind the veil, in the world of that which is typically denied or ignored, or people pretend doesn't exist, or it's too big, it's too scary. But in that big room, as I have been describing it, there is a whole bunch of libido energy, particularly with Venus conjunct Neptune. That is fodder for profound erotic fantasy, but also amorous imagination. And Venus brings in the tangible and the physical, and Neptune brings in the intangible, the vibrational, the non-physical, the imaginal, and brings them together. And there are a number of indications that, that you have the ongoing journey of manifesting in real time, in real space, outside of the 12th house, in what we think of as agreed upon reality that you can see and touch and hear and smell. And the way I think to do that is to stay close to the feeling that you want. And this leads us to, conveniently, the blank rune. Let me talk about the turtle first. The turtle is a cosmic symbol. It for some reason, shows up in the deepest descriptions of what reality might be. There's that line from Eastern mythology about it, you know, the world is held up on the back of a turtle, and that turtle is held up on the back of another turtle, and if you look, it's turtles all the way down. And so the turtle has a kind of a cosmic...